Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Kentuckiana Grassroots Radio.
This is your host, Matt Pinkston, and we are starting today with Mrs. Leslie McCarty of Davis, running for Davis County Clerk. How are we doing today, Leslie?
I'm doing good. How are you, Matt?
Doing all right. You know, I really just got a lot of pressure the last couple minutes. I was like, what's the opening song? What's the opening song? And so, and, you know, at first I was like, you know, let's do like an old Kentucky home, but I was like, I just feel like it's too long. I don't know if I'll go with it. And so I decided to go ahead and go with, like, you know, Demas Walker song. Now, you probably did. Did we go there? Did we hang out there with some other people? Let's see, when we were going to Campbellsville?
I went there a lot. I ate a lot of bacon cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Now, I tell you what, you see, people, what happened was there was a hit song based on this little restaurant. And I just, like, watched the YouTube video for a second. It was not what was on their video, okay? Because Demas Walker's is, like, the littlest hole in the wall you ever seen. I mean, it's just, like, one hallway, there's the bar, there's the... Man, I'm losing it today. The jukebox and, you know, the people who work there are tortured because every time people go there, you got to play that song. So we go out there and then, you know, it's just like that song says, though. You got the fall burger, you got the ball of ski and everything like that. So there we go.
Exactly.
But, this is an interview I've been excited about because I'm interviewing somebody who I've known for quite a while. It's kind of scary how long, though. You kind of think, no, I'm not that old. And you're like, yeah, but I'd say, let's see.
Hey, Matt.
You probably would. Maybe like, yeah.
I think we went to kindergarten together. I think that's
really
how long we've known each other. Yeah, I think you were in my kindergarten class.
See.
I could be wrong, though. I thought you were.
Okay, let's see here. It was... I went to Wellington Elementary, and it was Miss Satori, later on Miss Parker or Parks, I think. So.
Okay, so you didn't go to Bethany Methodist for elementary school?
No, you're probably
or not elementary
Jeremy.
School for kindergarten?
Yeah, you're probably thinking
okay.
of Jeremy Rogers, am I right?
No, I've known
like,
Jeremy
I
all
know
my life. There. Yeah,
yeah.
That, no, there's a kid in our class picture that looks just like you, and I thought that was you.
Wow. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Now, one thing, though, I was actually skinny in kindergarten. Most of the rest of my life has been, like, chubby. I look like Fred Flintstone, you know, whatever. But I was happy and skinny and hyper and all that kind of stuff when I was kindergarten. But, but we do go at least back to 14 because that's when we started high school together. And,
back in 94.
So that's like,
gosh,
24 years then?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I really don't feel like I've gotten older, and I just like, you know, I don't want to like, and all of a sudden you say it, and you're like, oh, no. and, you know, honestly, I will say as many years as we've had, because we got to hang out at the Campbellsville University together and stuff, and then, of course, keep in touch and everything. I'd say you probably are one of my best friends from high school. So,
Matt, I appreciate that. I'm really bad about keeping in touch with people because my life is so busy.
Yeah. Well, and that's one reason why it's good to kind of talk about going for office and stuff like that. And, you know, I am glad that I do have, like, a gift of having a show that goes over local candidate races. So, tell me a little bit now. Davis County, is this, like,
is this a county, does it have like Paducah in it, or is Owensboro, or both, or where does that go?
It's Owensboro. Paducah is about maybe 2 hours from us, further down the Ohio River. Owensboro is the county seat. And altogether with the county and the city, it's about a population of 100,000, which is way bigger than the little town I grew up in, but definitely smaller than Louisville.
Yeah.
We're the fourth largest city in Kentucky.
Okay. Now, I will say this, you know, I do, you know, as a character witness, Leslie was a good student, you know, both in her conduct and in her studies and stuff like that. And honestly, you know, we had a pretty rowdy high school. You know, a lot of in city schools did, but you know, I've always kind of respected you and stuff like that. And I can say that, like, you know, people are like, oh yeah, but remember them when. But you know, I don't want to do that with you now. Let me say this though, you know, I'm doing this on a radio show. Were you into, like, communications and radio and stuff like that in college for a short period?
I was. I was a communications major at Campbellsville and at Western. And I did radio for a little bit, and I did, you know, try to learn the radio side and the television side, but it is so competitive. And I have learned about myself that I don't adapt easily to technology, even though you and I grew up in an age where we had both analog and digital. I just don't easily adapt to technology. So, and definitely my voice is not made for radio.
Well, I mean, it's just like anything else. Like, when we talk about, like, technology and stuff, you know, they give you an instrument and you, like, have to take time to master it. And it just seems like when you really master something, it's probably already, like, out of date compared to we're doing, but the problem is, like, you know, hey, you finally get the hang of it, you know, and it's similar
problem.
Let me use something that I'm used to. Now, one thing, I have been on regular radio. I am semi-regular right now with a show called The Rest of the News, Dr. Frank Simon, that's once a month, but generally, yeah, I'm more of an internet radio guy, and one of the cool differences is that when you're in regular radio, you have this quick pace and this beat that you have to get everything done, you know, cut short for the commercial break and stuff like that. You have a lot more room when you're doing internet radio. You can kind of space it out as long as you want. Now, I'm kind of making a comeback. I took about a year or two off, and so some of my tricks I don't bring in anymore, but you know, we do have things where you can pitch music or some other things to kind of break the monotony. But basically, the key is with internet radio, you get more time and more space to kind of talk about some of these things. So
you've had a lot going on.
I always keep busy. I don't know what I accomplish, but I keep busy. But,
right.
The thing was, I was going to say, back to with your background, so you've done communications, and I know you did, I think you got, did you get a degree in library science?
I did. I got a master's degree in 2002 in library science through Texas Women's University, and I got my undergrad from Western Kentucky University. When was that? Was that 2000? And I got my master's in 2008. I'm getting confused. But my undergrad is in history. It's been about as long as we've been out of high school that I have been out of college. Isn't that terrible?
Wow. Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I slacked off a little bit. I got out my bachelor's in 2003, and then I got my master's. I actually got my master's at Campbellsville in 2007. But
well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Now, let's see here. I am trying to kind of wrap my head about, like, what are all the duties of a county clerk? I mean, I kind of know, like, I've got a friend who works downtown Louisville, and they kind of do a lot of DMV stuff and everything like that. But what all is entailed in the role of the county clerk?
Well, basically your county clerk collects taxes, and they are in charge of elections. So when you write out your property taxes, your car taxes, when you register to vote, when you have an election, you're in charge of putting that on. Property taxes include all real property, which is your land and your house, any type of vehicle. So we work with, like, the sheriff's department to collect taxes. We work with other people as well in regards to voting. We have to set up polling places. We have to make sure all the machines are ready, and there's a lot of rules and regulations regarding machines. There's a lot of rules regarding when to put out absentee ballots, who you can include on the ballot, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know all the rules and regulations just yet, since I'm not in the office, but I will definitely have a big learning curve if I get elected.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, of course, you know, that is one of the tougher jobs, because you have the dirty work of, like, collecting the taxes. But, you know, I think about the elections and stuff like that. I do, you know, I've done a lot of years of political activism and stuff, and one concern we do have is the voter fraud and various, you know, forms of things like that. And there's concern with... you know, as they change styles and stuff like that, whether or not to do, you know, the ballots on paper or whether to put it all on the computer and stuff like that, just a lot of fear of, you know, security issues and stuff like that. What's your philosophy about that when it comes to maintaining a steady and safe election?
Well, I like what we do now here in Davis County. We definitely ask for people's IDs when they come to the voter booth. Every time you move, you're supposed to update your address, and that's supposed to also determine your precinct. So I think really, I don't know if that's a law yet in Kentucky where you have to show your ID, but it should be. And I think that's definitely one way to not have voter fraud, is making sure you have a valid state-issued ID.
I think, now, I have been working as an election officer off and on for several years, so I've had to deal with this. The only big thing that I worry about when it comes to presenting ID is I do feel, and, you know, this might be just something you just kind of, you know, wait for the state to change on. I don't know what you could actually do in your position, but basically one of them that they say is a good ID is a credit card. The thing I don't like about that is that not only does the credit card not have your face on it, but what if somebody just stole your credit card? It's kind of like, okay, I get to steal it, and then I'll get to vote with it. So I don't know.
I've never heard of that. Was that a suggestion by somebody, or is that actually happening somewhere?
It is allowable. Although, to be honest with you, most voters have common sense. So, I mean, it's not something that I see pop up too much. I think once or twice it's happened in my presence or whatever. But generally, most people just show you the ID. They're not, you know, they're normal citizens and stuff like that. But, that is one of those, like, loophole ones that I kind of get nervous about. So, you know.
Right, because as the poll worker, I would want to check their address on their driver's license and compare it to the address they have in those books that they have, because here you have to actually sign, like you do your signature below the entry in their little book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
so I wouldn't accept a credit card. I think that's crazy.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're going to have to keep your eyes peeled and stuff like that for some of the stuff that's going around right now. I know that some of the people that we're working with now, of course, I'm in a different environment. I'm in Metro Louisville, so, you know, there's going to be a natural cultural shift there. We have, like, you know, maybe a million people in the full county. But
there has
been talk, not that I don't think it's going on this election,
And you never know, but I'm probably going to raise up the issue later. There's talk of kind of like putting it on the internet, and, you know, we're just right in the middle of, like, you know, all the controversy that Facebook went over when it came to giving out information and stuff like that. So I am one of those people who's nervous about the idea of, like, an internet ballot and stuff like that.
I don't think that will ever happen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think there has to be major.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think there would have to be major changes in the law for that to ever happen. So I don't think we're in any danger of shifting to an internet ballot.
Yeah. Okay. Now let me ask you this. Obviously, working for the government, there's going to be the big question about fiscal issues and finances. What's your view on, you know, keeping the budget? How do you feel Davis County has done as far as their spending policies, you know, so far now that you're coming up to this election?
Well, the gentleman that's in office right now, David Osborne, has been pretty fiscally conservative. He looks at different ways for the county to, or for the clerk's office to make revenue. For example, one of the ways they make revenue is to charge for a notary signature. So if you are doing a driver's license, like a transfer of property, they charge $2 per signature. So really, I would need to look at the budget and say, can we live without the stream of revenue? Is this revenue necessary? Are there ways to increase revenue? One of the other things I'm going to look at when we get into office are ways to promote the county clerk's office, because a lot of people don't know that most offices, you don't have to come in for certain things. Like your vehicle registration, you may be able to do that online. You can check your voter registration online. You can register online. I'd have to look into seeing if you could pay property taxes online, but those are just different avenues, just letting people know that there are ways to renew things without having to come in, because the hours, you know, are regular business hours. We're not open on the weekend, and sometimes that's very inconvenient for people. So I want to look at different ways to promote the clerk's office.
Okay. So now what are some of the top, let's say the top two or three issues in your platform that you want to accomplish as the Davis County Clerk?
I think what I'd like to accomplish is an increase in voting. We have historically pretty low voter turnout in Davis County. So what I would like to do is partner with different entities in Davis County to have voter drives. Now, just because you have a voter drive does not mean people are going to go out there and vote, but I think it would increase the chances that people will vote. I think, you know, if you can do it within the law to make it easier for people to vote or get them interested, at least, in voting, because it wasn't that long ago that not everybody had the right to vote. So I think, you know, some awareness of voting and the history of voting would definitely help. The other thing, like I said, is to do more things with technology. You know, looking at now, I know the county clerk's office has a Facebook page, but it does not post a lot on its Facebook page, and it doesn't post very often. The website is also not all that great. It's lumped in with all the other services that the county offers, like the property valuation administration, the sheriff's office. Those are all kind of together on the fiscal court page. So I would like for us to have our own web page where we can concentrate just on our services. So those are a couple things that I would like to accomplish if I get to be elected.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Kind of went blank for a second. as we're talking about that, do you have a, is this a primary election or is it a general election?
Now, May 22nd is our primary election. I am the only Republican that is running. There are three Democrats, so I have So whoever wins the Democratic primary will be my opponent for the fall. And that election is November the 6th, the first Tuesday in November.
Okay. By the way, what I forgot to mention earlier is that, you know, one thing to think about is that, you know, just like, you know, if a community has a higher economy, if a community has a higher voter turnout, I think that will leverage things when it comes to their influence on the state and also how the state reacts to them. So, you know, I do think that's definitely a good goal to kind of go for people is to say, hey, let's get our community voting.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're
now,
absolutely right.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, I do like a lot of investigative reporting, okay? And, you know, I got to check everybody out. Now, I do believe I found something from 20 years ago. Were
Uh-oh.
You part of a field trip to another country?
I sure was. That's about the only part I do remember from 20 years ago.
Okay, because you see, the thing is that, you know, you said you're Republican in the race, you know, and so you have to ask when it comes to your dealings with Russia.
Well,
were
I
you
think
in collusion?
Yes, I was in collusion. Yes,
actually, it was a... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a partnership. It was a partnership with a program called EcoBridge, where we were observing the culture of Saratov, Russia, and they came to in 1997. They came to Louisville to our high school for 3 weeks, or no. We went there for 3 weeks, and then in 98, in the spring, they came to Louisville for 3 weeks. So, yes, I went in November of 97, 3 weeks to Russia, and my part of the assignment was to learn about their religion. But I don't know if many of your viewers know that we went to Valley High School, class of 98, and the track there was called environmental technology, or as we called it, environmental tech prep. And part of that program was you had to learn about environmental differences in different places. We did a lot of field trips concerning the environment. And so I think we did several things regarding the environment in Russia. We did a cleanup, I think, of the river. We visited several schools, just a lot of different things. So, yes, I did collude with the Russians, and I had a great time.
I had to throw that one in there. I know you'd get a kick out of that. I will say this. Leslie is one of the most patriotic people I know. As I said, even back in high school, she had a firm grasp of history and our American traditions and stuff like that. I do suspect the teacher probably was colluding. That's another issue. But anyhow, I figured I'd just bring up a little blast from the past there. Now, Leslie, would you like to, is there any, like maybe a Facebook page, and maybe a website that people need to go to check out your campaign?
Yes, they can go to Leslie McCarty for Davis County Clerk on my Facebook page. And it will tell you, if you click on the About section, it kind of gives you my resume, what I've done the last 10 to 15 years, which has been the manager of the Kentucky Room at the Davis County Public Library. I'm also the chapter president for the Kentucky Chapter of Honor and Remember, which gives a specially designed flag to Gold families. I'm also president of the Whitesville Historical Society. And I do a lot of things with veterans in our community. Actually, in the fall, my husband and I are getting ready to go on the Honor Flight, which takes veterans from Louisville in Western Kentucky to Washington, D.C., where they can see the monuments. So very excited about that. Yeah. Yeah, I've been on 3 or 4 of those trips, and it's wonderful. If you've never been on an honor flight as a Guardian, you definitely need to do it.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate some of your work and stuff behind that. You know, it does seem like, you know, you do have politicians that kind of do the glory hogging and things like that. But, you know, it's special when you see somebody who wants to go in the government who actually has a firm grasp of our history and our culture and, you know, the background, you know, because if we don't understand, you know, the background of our history, you know, how are we going to understand what we're doing today?
Oh, I appreciate that very much. Owensboro history is definitely very interesting. And being here for the last 15 years, I've learned quite a bit about it. So I'm excited to put my knowledge to use and to learn something new, a different type of job. So hopefully I will get picked.
Yeah, definitely. And just hope people here reach out to you. And I guess, I don't know, is there anything else we want to bring up before we wrap up? I know we've got plenty of time, but I don't want to, like, you know, stall too long either.
No, I very much appreciate the chance to speak on your show. This is a wonderful opportunity, and you do a great job. I'm just very thankful, and thankful for your friendship. I'm glad we've kept in touch over the years, and like I said, I'm very excited to do this foray into politics. It's something I've never done before. I do speak from the heart. I know a lot of times I don't get my facts correct, but I'm very passionate about what I do, and I will do a good job.
Yeah, and, you know, I trust that. You know, when you get to know somebody for a long time, you get to know, you know, the character and stuff and what's really behind those things, and I do appreciate the opportunity. And obviously, you know, we'll keep in touch on Facebook and stuff like that. Anything it goes on where we can work together, you know, I'm definitely open to that and stuff like that. So, yeah, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. Appreciate having you on, Leslie. And y'all go ahead and check her out on Facebook. And if you're in Davis County, I think she would make a great clerk. And we will see you all later here on Kentucky and Grassroots Radio.